Manifestation.
Hello.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Manifestation.
Destination.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on all your podcasting apps. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Manifestation Destination Pod. Don't forget to leave us a voicemail, and you can do that at 305-985-3378. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, chime in.
We did have a phone call last week, but nobody left a message.
Sorry. Why didn't you talk?
Why didn't you say something? You were at the right place. I am so sorry, and we will fix that.
Oh, chakra.
But you were at the right place. You did call the right place.
Yes.
Anyways, welcome to the show. My name is Kyle.
I know, I'm Olivia.
And this is our weekly podcast where we bullshit and chit-chuck.
Chit-chuck? I can't with you right now.
We chit-chat, and we have guests on, and we, you know, just talk about our manifestations and just a positive mentality and a positive attitude to get you to where you need to be.
Yes.
Period.
And it's going to help someone.
Yeah. And we do have link trees available. If you go to our Instagram and check out our bio, our link tree is there with all of our connections to our YouTube, to our Instagram, to our TikTok, to my eBay stores. Yep. Our email is in there, the phone number, all the things that you need to contact
us
are down below if you're watching on YouTube or up above on Instagram in the bio. So make sure you guys check that out.
Yeah.
And I want to jump in and say, Happy Pride Month! I don't want to get too loud and blow out the speaker, so just know that I am very, very excited, and I'm yelling right now, even though I can't. So.
There's reasoning just behind me laughing so hard prior to this taping. So.
Okay, full disclosure, this is the second recording. I messed up the first one. It is what it is. Happy Pride Month. Yes, queen.
Happy Pride. Yes, queen.
I just wanted to give a shout out to all my fellow LGBTQIA plus members and just let you know that I love you and I know you love me, and we are sending out lots of love and light, and we're about to kill it this month because it is our month, and all of y'all just need to get in line for the month. So
I'm his hype person. Y'all know this. Okay, go ahead.
So anyways, welcome to the show. We're super excited to be here this week on our 15th episode.
Ooh, we should have like a 15th anniversary. Yeah. So, how was your week?
Wow. So, we actually do have a lot to talk about. And if you check out our Instagram, you might see a picture of our brand new cars. So, I did, finally find a car this week, and so did she, and we will talk about that story in just a little bit. I just wanted to point it out because I'm super pumped about it.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, as we're describing these stories, the reason we're even telling you guys about it is because it goes along with pretty much everything we've been talking about. Yeah. You know, how to manifest, you know, your destination. Mm-hmm. Your destination.
Yes, okay. For sure. So, I mean, we've been talking about telling you guys, you know, I've been asking you guys to send out positive vibes for me to look for a car.
Yeah.
And I have been focusing like a lot, like we've talked about, on car.
Yeah.
And, you know, it happened. But other than that, which we will get to, I've had a pretty good week. I did some,
same.
Had an
awesome day.
This thing is ticking in my ear. I had a really awesome week. This past weekend was Memorial Day weekend, and my mom and I hit the thrift stores twice to do some sourcing. And I showed Olivia my pile of stuff over here that I have to get clean, listed, and, you know, organized. I'm really super excited about it. I'm super excited to build my inventory and just get more things listed. Right now, I'm hovering around 70. Thankfully, people keep buying things, so I keep falling below that 70 mark. As we were just sitting here actually setting up today, there was a ka-ching on my phone. I'm like, what? I literally just listed this mug this morning, and it already sold.
That's great.
So I'm super pumped about it.
That is good. Hell yeah, I'd be happy about it. Your
store
is getting built.
It is. It is, and it's doing well. And you guys should check that out at KP's Closet. Check it out right here. It should be popping up on the screen right there. Right.
I don't want to cover it up.
KP's Closet. Check it out, guys, on eBay. Please, please, please check it out. And while I'm at it, check out Mittens Attic, which is also right here on the screen. My mom's doing really well with her store, and she also is having consistent sales. And it's just,
it's
part of these manifestations, guys. I've been telling her every day, like, don't worry about this stuff. We're going to have the millions. Our stores are going to do really well. They're going to grow. Yep. And she's like, well, you're thinking about all these extra stuff. And like, yeah, I'm thinking ahead in a way, you know, like we need shelving and we need extra things. She's like, but it's part of the manifestation. It's like we were talking about the woman who was making room for her husband or her potential boyfriend.
Yep.
I'm making room for my store by buying the shelving and
and
manifesting that all these things are going to be filled up with things that are going to be on my store. So that's why I do what I do and how I do it. Check it out. And I actually did want to point out one of the things that I did source, which is over here on the shelf. If you can grab that guy right there, you see him?
Oh, this elephant dude?
Is that this guy? That's okay.
This guy?
I feel great.
So, that's cute. This is Ernie from Sesame Street.
I mean, I know who he is.
He's very annoying.
But like, what is he doing? Why he come visit us today?
So, when I was a little kid, this was my favorite toy.
Oh, really?
Okay. Literally, the exact one. I'm not going to do it, but when you squeeze his hand, he goes, I feel so sleepy.
Aww.
I need a nap.
Aww.
And then he starts singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and when you lay him down, his stomach goes up and down while he's snoring.
Oh, like it's real.
So he's my like little sleep guy, right? And then he does that when you...
Yeah.
I feel great.
Yeah, he's very annoying. And he talks a lot when you don't touch him. The one that I had would always go off on its own.
It had a lot to say.
Anyways, the thing is that this is one of the things that I sourced at the store. And I just looked up and I saw it and I lost mine. I don't know whatever happened to it. And I just saw him sitting there and I was like, I hope it works.
Don't you think it was a universal message?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
So... This That's is, awesome. It was sourced, but I'm keeping him because this is my childhood.
Yeah.
And I just want to share that with you guys because I think he's so cute.
It's because you need to embrace your childhood.
I love that guy.
You hear me?
Yes, because that's the guy that had all the dreams that I'm trying to achieve.
Is that true, though?
I believe so, yeah. The child is the one that...
He's going to show with us right there for the show.
Okay. Welcome, Bernie, to the show.
Bernie to the show, guys. I'm not joking.
Yeah, anyways, it just really made my heart smile, to be honest, just to see that guy and then bring him home and then he actually works. And he's really clean.
I mean, he is. I wouldn't touch him. He's clean. He doesn't smell. Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, I mean, outside of that, the sourcing was really cool with my mom. I love spending time with her and building our business. And
I'm glad that y'all be doing that too, so yeah.
Yeah, it really does mean a lot to me. So, another thing is last night we actually went to the bar, right? We went to a karaoke bar.
It was so much fun. It was my first time there, and I had a great time.
It was so much fun. But it was a lot of fun, and it was with the same group that we did the picnic with last week.
Awesome time.
And it was also a secondary celebration, which really was the main purpose of this celebration.
Yeah.
Was that it was a friend of ours and a friend of the group's, Tyler's, birthday. It was her 25th birthday. Happy birthday again.
Happy birthday, Ty.
We love you.
And it was a surprise birthday party. So it was a surprise. You got to tell them. Like, all of these girls got together to surprise Tyler. So Ty didn't even know that everybody was there waiting for her. She was so shocked, you know, when she walked into that bar. She really was. She was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And then more of them just kept coming in, you know?
Yeah, I was a little late, but I was, like, okay with that because I felt like it added to, not to, like, excuse me being late. I had to work regardless, but I feel like it did add to it because she's like, oh, my God, all these people are here, and oh, my God, there's more people coming in. Like, more people are trailing in. Cool.
She loved it. I hope she loved it.
I think she had a good time, and you will actually meet her, potentially, in a few episodes.
Yeah, she wants to come on and talk.
She doesn't want to come on and talk, so...
She wants to share her thoughts in regards to mental health.
Yes.
So we will definitely be doing that.
We will be. Yep. You can look forward to that in a few weeks. Next week is a special episode that we are going to surprise you with and not tell you about.
Surprise!
But it is a super, super, super limited edition special episode. And you will see what we mean by that very soon.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Okay, yeah.
So the karaoke bar was super cool last night. It's a place called Corky's here in Lakewood. If you're from the area, you know about
it's
it, and check it out if you don't know about it. I've been there quite a few times, and it's always just a really nice, chill place to go. They don't start the karaoke until enough people sign up, which was a little bit of a bummer because it took a minute.
Right.
It was like 8:30 before they started. Should have started at 7.
Yeah, it's fine. Everybody got to mingle, I guess, while we waited and stuff.
Spend money on pull tabs.
Y'all did. But it was a great time.
It was really fun. Yeah. And
shout out to all the girls that came. If y'all listening, I love all of you.
Outside of that, I did, like I mentioned in the beginning of my week, get a new car. I got a 2021 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, not to flex or anything, but
flex.
We might as well.
No, we gotta flex.
I was going out to look at a car, which did not work out, and that is the universe working in special ways, because I glanced at my phone to look at a car that, I was looking at a car at another place, and I couldn't find it on my phone for some reason the day prior, and after I looked at this next car, or the first car that didn't work out, I just decided to look at my phone really quick just to see if there was anything in the area, and there was the car I was thinking of, and it's right down the street from where my mom lives. So I was like, can we go? And she's like, yeah, let's go. So then we pull in, and there it was, and we got out of the car. My mom saw it as soon as she pulled in. She goes, I like that car. What is that car? I said, that's the car. And she goes, oh, that's your car. That is your car. And I'm like, yeah, I think so too. So then we drove it around, and I loved it. We worked with the guy, and it was a really great deal, and super pumped about it, and I'm super happy for anybody me that too. Was sending out some love and positive vibes to me to make that happen.
I was one of them.
It was a little bit over budget, and the only reason that I'm telling you that it was a little bit over budget is because that correlates to her story, which she'll get to in just a second. So, the connection between the two stories is that I went out looking for a test drive a car, not necessarily to purchase a car, just to test drive a car. And then this other car came to me on a whim, which was a car that I was already looking for.
Yep.
And Olivia was like, what car? And she was like, she kept texting me and calling me, and I was like busy trying to take care of my transaction. And
but I didn't know that he was...
Yeah. Like, she didn't know, like...
I did not know he was buying a car.
What was going on. Like, all I did was say, I found my car.
Yeah, that could mean anything. Yeah. I didn't know he was out test driving it. Yeah, I did not know he was signing paperwork. I didn't know nothing.
Right. But the awesome thing was that when I tried to call her, she wasn't answering her phone when I finally got done. And I'm like...
Because I wanted to surprise him on what I was doing. So right. I didn't want him to know what I was doing.
And I was shocked to find out that when she didn't answer my call, she was signing her papers.
My papers.
For?
My new car.
For her new car.
I love it. So I purchased a car the same day Kyle purchased his car. Unknowingly, my car went, downhill.
Yeah.
Bless her soul. Mm-hmm. She did her.
She did what she could, and she did what she could for a long time.
However, I do feel like as if I am highly... gifted from the universe. I mean, I just feel blessed, from the universe myself. So I just happened to just come across a car the same exact day that I went looking for a car with my son. It was a little bit out of my price range, but however, I still got it because the universe said, this is it, fully loaded, top notch, goddess car for goddess queen. Like, I mean, why not?
Yeah. And what kind of car is it?
Oh, it's a Honda Civic EXL.
What year?
2020.
Yeah, 2020.
15,000 miles.
Because that's how we roll.
The and our cars are paid off.
Yes, they
Did
are.
Did you mention that?
Paid off.
I'm grateful to the universe, and I am gonna keep being grateful. But all of the manifestations that I've been working on, and just doing me, just to better me. They're all coming to fruition little by little because you know why? Because I got patience and it's mind control.
So last week I did want to throw in that last week I was talking about how I was almost scared when the phone call came through about the car and then the cars were gone.
Yeah.
When I was telling that story. Yeah. This week I really was, like that morning I was really manifesting hard. I'm cleaning this car out today. I'm getting all my stuff out of it because I'm going to be in a new car. I went to the car wash and I reinforced this, because when you go to the car wash and your car is older, I don't remember if we talked about that or if we just talked about that separately outside of the podcast.
About the window.
But they don't do the spray. They don't wash your thing or anything. So when you have an older car and a lot of car washes, they won't put like the sleeve over your wipers. They won't spray anything down or wipe it off.
To the newer cars.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. So when I was pulling through with my old car, I was like, you know what? Very soon, like, you're going to be doing that to my car, essentially.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the house, my mom's like, let's go test drive the car. And I'm like, okay, let's go do it. And I just really tried to not do what I did last week and put all these negative thoughts and these worries and this fear.
Yeah, positive intentions.
And yes, I had very positive intentions. And I was focusing really hard on making it happen.
Yeah.
And,
with positive intentions, it goes a long way. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when you actually practice it all the time.
Mm-hmm. You have to align your goals.
Yeah.
Right there.
Align your goals.
You have to
bring up more research online. I mean, everything we talk about is online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. And it's just really cool that both of our cars are paid off. We both went out just to test drive and ended up buying a car.
Yeah.
They're relatively same in year.
Oh my God, the color is identical.
We bought the same color car, guys. Yeah. Not even kidding. Like, the same color. Check out our Instagram.
This is crazy.
Posted right here again. Yeah. Manifestation Destination Pod.
That's how in sync me and this dude are.
Yes.
That's crazy. I guess the universe was like, you know what, Kyle? Wait for Olivia. Because my car was right behind his going to crap. Mm-hmm. Like, his car was shit. Mine was right behind his. And I told him, I'm like, you know, Kyle, I might have to get another car. I think the universe kind of put him through his own test. However, he was like, you got to wait for it.
Right.
So y'all can get the car together. Yeah. I'm joking, but no, I'm not.
But we're super pumped about it, I know. I'm super thankful and very grateful. Like, this is like the first step I need to like start achieving my goals and like traveling.
Yes.
Like the fact that I just thought about this morning, like now I have the car. If I want to hop in my car and go to a different state.
Yeah, you can.
It's holding you
back now.
The capabilities to do that. The car's paid off. I don't worry about mileage or any of that dumb stuff. Like, I can do what I want with my vehicle and go my day.
Yep, exactly. Enjoy it.
I'm excited.
So many more things to come.
So I know we're really both pumped about our cars, but what else happened with your week? Anything?
I've had a great week, actually, really. And mind you, me and Kyle also had a gathering. We had a celebration at Cozumel's on the day of the car purchase.
Yes.
And we took pictures, and my sister V was there. Mm-hmm. Hey,
V.
And we just toasted. We just had fun and just
jumbo margaritas.
Jumbo margaritas.
Got the jumbos.
They were so good. I know, that's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
It's my favorite. I love to go to any kind of Hispanic restaurant, have some chips, salsa.
And we were outside on the patio too.
And we were outside on the patio.
It was a gorgeous day.
It was, and the sky was purple.
Yes, sir.
Very wonderful.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So, anyway, other than that, you know, obviously the car purchase and stuff, but also, you know, I just been like mingling with people, you know, and that's when I want to bring everyone in, kind of, you know. I've had a theory for a while.
Okay.
Allie knows my theory, so one day she would have to come up here, maybe talk about it. I don't know. That I believe that everyone can come out of their shell and go ahead and kind of like get comfortable with each other, but no one knows how to do that. So they need a person to guide them and teach them and kind of push them, you know, to the limit. And so, like maybe a year ago or so, but I've been thinking about this for a while. But a year or so ago, I started implementing things like pulling a couple of people here and there and putting them together, you know, to see how they react with each other, how the connections align. Those people are still connected together now. Okay. So little by little, we will bring more and more people into this group, not no cult or anything, just like because, you know, imagine that, you know, you feel the need to have like a friend or like friend zones, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
just having
somebody to connect with, you know?
And it's hard to maintain those connections for certain people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just hard for people in general to connect. And I think that's kind of the purpose of this is that, to help people.
And I'm a people
and
person.
Find themselves in the process, really interesting.
As much as I, you know, talk so much crap about not wanting to be around humans,
mm-hmm.
I do actually like being around certain humans, the ones that need a push, the ones that I know I can connect with another, you know. And so far, up until now, okay, you know, it's because it's been a slow start, you know?
Yeah.
So finally, I think that through all of them transitions of going like skating, going bowling and whatever else these girls were doing, you know, it's like, I think there's a bigger connection now because now they're like used to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so,
I also think because you left a certain place in a certain situation, you have more time to focus on this stuff.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It does give me more freedom.
I think that's where
the
change is really happening now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm serious. I've always wanted time to like kind of put people together, and it works because there's a couple of them that actually communicate outside of the little group, you know, whenever we get together. But we have gatherings, so then that way they have a connection. They could talk. They could, you know, get to know them, exchange numbers, you know. So, like,
just why not?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to continue to do it, and I'm going to continue to try to bring different people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have them bring people, you know, because, like, why not?
Yeah,
you're going to find somebody.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is all has to do with, I'm so sorry, mental health also, you know, because it prevents people from, you know, wanting to communicate with people. What is that, anxiety, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if...
Yeah, that's my big focus with this group, is that's what I like about it, is it's... For me, it's the mental health thing and helping people that
they
want that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That
they want it, you know? Yeah, exactly. So I think that without a PhD, okay, I don't give a crap, okay? I think that I really, you know, get into these people, and I think that they turn for better, you know?
Yeah,
and they tell me that too, so I'm very grateful that, you know, for that. But so my point to all this is that mental health is really very important. So if anybody out there is a motivator, a people person, go out there and start talking to these people. Come push them together, you know. Just have them do an outing, whatever, at a park or, you know, like we did that picnic, you know. And just motivate them. Connect people, you know. They will connect if somebody pushes them, you know. They will.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think that if there's a group of people that you know that you feel like you could bring together in that way, very breakfast club, very
yeah.
I don't know. It's just that that connection and giving people that need that connection.
Yeah.
More connections.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then they all plan something. Like they're already they got so many plans that they want to do with each other. It's like, you know, like calm down. This is for you, Courtney. If you ever watch this, just calm down. But no, yeah, it's like a list, you know, so like we can't do everything every day, you know, we gotta do it every other week.
Or really just whenever we can get everyone together.
Yeah, very true, very true. So really the goal in the end, you know, as this progresses, my goal is to create pretty much a place like a center where, you know, people that I know now, people that are gonna come forward, we'll be able to help others, you know, and it's a place where they can feel comfort, you know, they know that they can get guidance and real help, you know, for whatever their needs may be, you know. So that is actually my manifestation. Like that, I see that happening, and I see that I will create centers in other places. Everybody's going to want to join in, and it's going to be like everywhere, you know, and it's going to not be a center where... Like, where people got to pay and do stuff. No, this is something that we...
It's like a safe haven.
The safe haven,
A safe haven.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I really do. I don't want people to feel as if, oh, my God, I got to... No. Mm-hmm. And then your mental mind, you know, that matters the most, you know. How you view life matters the most. I want to enlighten as many of you guys out there. I want you guys to know how it feels to be free of all of that negativity, you know. Let all of that go. You know, be free-spirited, you know, be one with oneness, and the gifts will come to you. You're going to leave in peace, you know, like, who doesn't want to wake up like that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to spread that with everyone.
Yeah,
you know?
and a lot of this is, like, again, she said, like, with the mental health thing, is like, it's inaccessible to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Getting therapy or, you know, seeing, as she said, somebody with a PhD or a certificate, to receive help that, again, people can't afford. And it's not necessary, I don't necessarily feel like you have to have a certificate to give people insight.
Mm-mm.
You know, I don't.
I think I have a really good gift.
You just listen. You're a good listener and you're a good interpreter and you're
I feel the emotions. I feel what they're saying to me. I understand it. You know, I know how to, it feels like I have the answer to how they can cope with it. And then it feels like if I could just guide them a little bit and then, you know, kind of like talk to them, like therapy, you know, like a little, you know, because, yeah. I mean, people go to therapy. Yeah,
there's
you
nothing
know?
Wrong with therapy.
Yeah, there, no, of course. Yeah. I encourage I it.
A lot of people.
I believe I am a therapist myself without a PhD. I think I have a universal PhD here mm-hmm. on Earth. You know, I really do strongly believe that that's my purpose, is to use that to help others, to help others, to yeah. help others, and create sure. that chain of help.
I agree.
For free.
For free.
For free. I want to buy a nice, beautiful house. And you know how in the country there's a whole bunch of, like, land? And people, like, grow corn and whatever. Like, they're, like, not barn people, but farmers. Farmers. And so, like, since I'm not a farmer and I don't know nothing about it, you know, I will, like, rent out the farm for food. Did I ever tell you that?
Rent out the farm for food.
Yeah, like so instead of charging them for money, I'd be like, hey, just give just me some corn and yeah. stuff, you know? I don't I cook, you. So can you give me a hot meal a day? You can have my whole field for yourself. I don't want nothing besides a couple of veggies and a cooking
yes,
meal.
Yes, make me some food.
I mean, wouldn't that be great? And that's yeah. that's really what I would do, because like, what the heck am I going to do with that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let them prosper from that, you know? Let them for help sure. the next, you know? And they'll be generous to the next. And I'm telling you, it's gonna work. It's gonna work. I'm manifesting so big that it's gonna work. Like, yes. big. Those are my, that's, I already know it's coming. I'm sorry.
It's coming. It's on its way.
Now that I have the time the for it too, I already that. See it. Like, I see it already happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're out there and you guys feel that spirit inside of you talking to you to go out there, you know, I don't even know. I think it's called missionary work, pretty much. Without
yeah,
at,
yeah.
without
I,
being.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's the term that,
like them,
I don't even
like
think
them.
It's necessarily just any specific religion, I think.
Yeah, I don't, because I'm not a religion, I'm just universal.
This is, yeah, this, yeah, right, yeah, so it's
there is no church.
So she, it is similar to what missionary work is, but yeah. I don't want anybody to get the idea that it is what you think missionary work is. There,
yeah.
Like she said, there are no rules, there are no, this
it's
is non-profit,
prepared.
It's
yes,
just,
non-profit.
It's, she just wants to help people, it's
yeah.
not...
Yeah.
You have to believe this,
yeah.
and you have to do this, and,
yeah,
and when I say that, yeah.
It's only
like,
if it resonates
yeah,
with you,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
just really...
And then even if it doesn't resonate with you, I don't want people to feel as if they can't come and, you know, mm-hmm. ask for help.
No,
like,
of
no.
course, it's, yeah, it's open to everyone.
Yes.
That's the whole point.
Unlike the other cults. So I think I'm going to say cults. I'm saying cults. I'm
just
saying I like the other cults out there. If you don't dress like them, if you don't put in for whatever, if you don't, you know, act a certain way, do certain things, you know, you're not part of them.
Yeah.
And also they'll exclude you. This is not what I'm creating. I'm not creating that. That's not what I want. I'm manifesting that I have places where people, you know, can go spiritually, not spiritually, but can receive the help that they properly need so they can grow and so they can be good.
Yeah, and that's where the two of us really connect, is that's where my goal is on a different scale when it comes to like my music and my YouTube and all these things, is I want to create those spaces digitally and in the form of a CD and whatnot. I want to create those safe spaces that way. And I just want to create the same safe spaces, like I said, digitally, and create that sense of community that she's talking about, just in the same sense. So I think that's where, that's kind of how we aligned. It's like,
our
goals may not be the exact same, because no, I don't want to make a center, like that's not my personal goal,
no.
but I have the same outreach and the same need for this space, because again, I'm a queer man, and that's just what I grew up with, is... Not very many safe spaces.
Yeah.
And,
this is, for everyone.
Yes,
yeah,
really. Yeah, very segregated spaces. Mm-hmm. A lot of the safe spaces out there are segregated. There's rules, there's stipulations, there's racism, there's just a
and
bunch
there's no
of
head
nonsense.
Person.
Yeah.
There's no head person. We're
just
the
nonsense.
Same. You have a gift. She has a gift. He has a gift. Everyone has a gift. So when we come together, we offer each other, we vibrate off of each other's mm-hmm. energy. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, mm-hmm. it's like we just manifest for each other in a light, lit, giving way by just being us, relaxing, chilling, having fun, karaoke.
Like
you
were at that bar, yes.
You know,
that's
exactly
what I was thinking
when
you say that, yeah.
Exactly.
Our
so,
group was, you know, we were just being ourselves.
We're normal.
We were talking about that.
Yeah.
We were having a good old time. It didn't matter. And, you know, I'm very observant, so I do still look around. Not a person was paying attention to us.
Yep.
Nobody cared. They were having their own things going on. There was at one point where it was our group against another group.
Yes.
They were both on birthdays,
yes,
so it was
birthday,
cool.
Birthdays.
But they minded their business, we minded ours, but nobody gave dirty looks or
exchanged
any
everybody
kind of, like,
embraced
it was
each other.
It was just like, like, think of a figure eight. It was we were both sides of that figure eight, but there was still this, like, intersection where it was okay.
You know what the figure eight is? It's the infinity symbol. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, how cute how you said that. I'm just saying, because why not? You know, those the projections we are receiving is what we receive of ourselves. Did you see how we were projecting good?
Yes.
And we felt, and it wasn't just us. It was all of the girls. And they all felt so comfortable.
Yeah.
And every single one of them had anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All, none of us ever went karaoke either, except for Savannah. But pretty much all of the girls had an anxiety. It, like Valerie was like, I don't know. I can't believe you're making me go up there. She had the worst things that, but she did it, my girl Val. If you're hearing this, I love you. But that's what the group is about, is to help you get through that transition so we can start eliminating that negativity and the anxiety and just realize that we can do, we are bosses. We could do whatever we want, you know? We can create whatever we want. Because am I really saying too much? Because, I mean, I just want you guys to feel it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Really feel it
and
get it.
I feel it,
and
I hope you guys do.
Yeah, too. I know Kyle does. We're in sync, so I don't care. How about this new moon that just passed?
Oh, yes, guys. Welcome to
another new moon. I'm still learning about the new moon. Okay, fine.
She's so
over
loud.
Talking. Okay, fine.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm still learning.
I'm still learning.
Can you teach me?
Ernie, over to you. What tell us about the new moon?
So on the 30th, I believe, of May.
All right, thank you, Ernie. Back to you, Olivia.
the connection was bad with Ernie.
We had a bad
connection. He's a little tired. He had too many episodes. So but no, seriously, like, the new moon just happened, obviously, on the 30th. I love the moon. I know much about, I don't know too much, but I know enough for me, you know, to follow certain patterns of the moon. And so the new moon just happened, and I really love new beginnings, new everything, because I've been eliminating, cutting. And now I believe I am ready to just keep bringing in all of the better and better things. I did my moon water.
Yeah.
Okay. So for you guys out there,
yes,
I got a mason jar. Mm-hmm. I put in some filtered water, you'll find out the purpose of it. And then obviously the mason jar has a lid. The day of the new moon, I put my intentions with, you know, everything that I could possibly be desiring or wanting or doing. I put it into the water. You know, I shut my lid. Okay. Mm-hmm. I left it outside so it can collect the moon's energy. I did filtered water because now I could drink that water, you know. So sometimes, you know, like ever since then, like, you know, mm-hmm. when I wake up, I'll take a couple of sips out of it, you know, after I put intentions into my water because I like manifesting things, you know.
Yeah. That's cool that you're sharing your rituals because we've talked about that in other episodes. And here we are, another new moon in
Gemini, by the way.
New moon in Gemini.
Yes. Yeah.
But I just wanted to, the reason I was pointing that out, that there was in a prior episodes, is that if you made it this far in this episode, you should really go back and listen to some of our other episodes, especially the first few, because those first few focus a lot on new moon rituals, manifestations, affirmations, journaling, things like that. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, you should really go back and check
out
those
first few episodes.
And then let us
know. We could talk about more of it if you want. So, you know, definitely leave us a feedback on that.
Wherever you're listening, if you're watching us on YouTube, if you're checking us out on any of your podcasting apps, if you're just chit-chatting with us on TikTok or Instagram, leave the comments down below, please, guys.
Yeah. And so for everyone out there about the new moon, they already know pretty much new moons. I mean, it's really pretty much to, like, you know, you're letting things go. You're allowing new things to come.
Just for those of you that are listening that may not know what kind of things we're talking about when we say new moon, is like, there's new moon rituals. New moon is like a new energy. It's a cleanse. It's a fresh start.
Yeah.
And this is really the time where you want to really set your intentions before the new moon, for like the night of
the
new moon.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of Go ahead.
No, go ahead, yeah. Because, I mean, new moons happen, like, every, you know, mm-hmm. they keep coming, they keep occurring, you know, obviously. They're not very rare or anything like that. That's what you guys want to know.
Yeah.
But it is for you to consistently remind yourself of the new beginnings and be grateful of what just diverse into, like, the new you. Like, I see changes, you know what I'm saying? Like, from my last new moon to I see big change. And not just for me, though. Mm-hmm. For everyone that I'm around, the people that I'm aligned with, you know? I see, like, people that I'm not really all the way 100% aligned with, their world, their dimension that they're on mm-hmm. is so different. I'm shocked of half the things that's out there, like, but it's not in my world.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm always manifesting a new one. I don't know. You guys definitely can Google it. I don't know, man. There's a lot of information on the moon out there.
Yeah. And like she said, you feel this reinforcement, like, mm-hmm. from new moon to new moon. Mm-hmm. So once, mm-hmm. This is just for anybody new out there again. So now that you know, once the next new moon comes around, you can start setting your intentions now. Once the new moon comes around, you really want to set your intentions on that night for this next cycle is really what the whole thing is
about.
You're setting your intentions for the moon cycle, and as it goes, you know, you watch these things grow. And like she said, when the next cycle comes on, you kind of reinforce what you were asking for in the previous cycle. And just every time it comes through, you just keep reinforcing.
You'll see. You will see. You just keep doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And you could do pretty much anything. And if you read about it, you could put your intentions, you could write your intentions out, you know. You can do a ritual to where, you know, you can write it out and you can burn it that night, you know, as you probably prep a little altar for yourself, you know, with crystals and candles and stuff, you know. You just let it go out into the universe and just let it be, you know, and just let it come to you. There's so many different things, you know, bay leaves, you know. I write on my bay leaves, you know, so I don't know. Yeah. It's just different things. Yeah. And, like, this Friday coming up, I manifest to where, like, every Friday of every new month, the first Friday, which is pretty much tomorrow, I will do another affirmation of abundance, and I'm going to use my cinnamon, and I'm going to do my cinnamon ritual tomorrow.
Yeah, and again, if you check out the prior episodes, you will hear more details about the moon rituals and the cinnamon and all those things. I just wanted to clarify for you guys quickly and easily what we're talking about in case you haven't gone back yet to listen.
Yes, and I really do want to read this little thing that I saved here that I screenshotted.
For sure.
It's in regards to the new moon in Gemini.
Yeah.
And because it makes perfect sense with, if you think about it, it just happened the 30th.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
Everything makes sense. Everything's aligned. You know, everything's new. Mm-hmm. We just got a car.
We did.
You know what I'm saying? Everything
we got a car
new.
On the new moon.
Yeah.
Like the day after.
Literally
the day after, like the night of the new moon, the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah, and the new moon is always 2 days prior, 2 days after. It always is affected that way. Yeah, I know. So what I'm about to read, it's kind of like, I don't know, you know, you could tell the difference, you know?
It resonates, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So it says, the Gemini new moon activates a time for healing and a fresh start, encouraging us to take responsibility for ourselves, to build structure in our lives and in our relationships. This energy activates the duality within the discernment, and extra patience will be needed, which we all encountered, extra patience.
Yes.
Avoid casting judgments or acting lower vibration. Instead, express yourself in a healthy and positive way, which you did that day. Mm-hmm. Focus on conditional love and compassion. Maintain alignment by expressing yourself through creativity and what brings you joy. Manifest will occur quickly. Be sure to focus on what's what is wanted, and the universe will multiply it. Jesus Christ, come on, man.
That totally lines
Let's
with...
Let's go, universe. Let's go.
And then I had a couple that I also wanted to read from my favorite, Shout Out Higher Perspective. You know, I shout you out all the time, but you don't say anything to me. So
it's okay. Soon enough. I don't think they're hearing you. Open up. who are we giving a shout out to?
We are shouting out Higher Perspective.
Higher Perspective.
Facebook and Instagram. I have tagged you a few times. Shout out. Anyways, they posted this thing on the 1st of June, which today is the second Thursday. You are listening on Friday if you're listening on the day that this is released.
Yeah.
So for us, this was yesterday. This was posted. June 2022, 6 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 2 is 12. 12 is 1 plus 2, which is 3. 3 represents socializing and collective energy, which has to do with, what we're doing and what we've been doing.
Exactly. Right?
3 will give you the strength and the energy to clear any communication problems and ease the important conversations in your life. Which, if you watched the tarot episode with Alyssa, I did resonate a lot with a certain part of my reading, which had talked about communication. The strength and energy to clear any communication problems, I am open to it, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm happy. And ease the important conversations in your life.
Yeah.
Be it with your boss, your other half, family, or a friend. Be open to good changes this month, and don't get sad if things don't work out at first. If you notice that one door is closed, keep in mind that another one might have opened.
Always.
I have one more. But in regards to that, I just think that that's really strong, talking about the collective effort and the group social interaction thing. Mm-hmm. And
it makes my heart, like, flutter, you know, like, oh.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I look forward to, we'll probably have more get-togethers, probably a couple more this month.
Definitely, we got Bupe de Pecos. I hate saying, no offense to them. Yeah, no offense to them. It's just the way I speak. Bupe de Pecos. We also got, what was the other one called? Bowling. Again, we want to definitely do bowling. Cosmic bowling. They want to do, like, they want to do painting that. They want to do that paint. They want to buy canvases and paint.
Oh, do the wine and paint.
Yeah, okay. At somebody's house, out at a place.
Okay.
Or maybe, like, in a park, they said they don't care.
Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff that they, you know, it's in the works. We just got done with something, and we're already planning the next. Mm-hmm. To all of you guys that do listen out there, be prepared for all those group messages.
And if you have a friend from the group that isn't listening, you should really tell them that they should listen.
Yes. Definitely listen. Okay.
So I just thought that was really strong. And again, I'm totally open to the communication clarifications. So anyways, I thought that was really cool. And
everything
it's reinforcing the universe is speaking to us, saying you're
aren't we like right almost path. Done with this retrograde? You know, are we done yet? Or are we almost done? I have to really research it. I really don't know. I actually forgot. So.
Agreed. Me too.
No, I'm serious. I swear.
Too, yeah.
But my point for me bringing it up is like that we're probably at the finish line, if not done already. And this is why all of the new things is coming.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's already happening. Things, you know,
I think we might be past it because a lot of things are saying like everything you've been working for. This is the time where all those things
like this month up. June. This month, June, I'm telling you right now, so many big things are coming.
Yes,
like, this
month
is huge.
There's going to be so many fun things
be
happening.
Open to it. Be open. Put your intentions into the universe. Let them sit there. Do not ponder on them. Do not have fear. Do not think about them. Do not dwell. Let the universe guide you. Be kind. Be grateful, though, okay? Because if you're not, it's not going to act right. You got to have the right positive energies at all times. Right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted. I'll try to take a picture and put it on the Instagram. But there's this mirror over. and our. I don't know what you see in the mirror. What do you see in the mirror? Anything? Just blue?
No, I mean, if you want me to tell you, there's like this circle and it has like lines going like that. Like a.
So you see the lines and the circles from this. But you don't see the person, right?
I see above us.
I'm going to show you exactly what I see. Is very distracting.
Oh, and the back?
Look. That is my point of view. Look in the mirror.
Oh, I can't see that from mine.
It's flipped upside down. It's really freaking me out. I'm going to look into that because there's got to be something behind that. And then this really looks like an eye. Like an evil eye. Like an eye watching.
I see that.
Like
right
something's
there.
Watching in the mirror. I know that's
crazy. Yeah, I can't
crazy.
Even see that figure in that. If I go like this, but I can't see it.
It's really tripping me out. Like, I gotta fix the mirror, but I'm just ignore it. I will show that on our Instagram because I just think it's very.
Yeah.
It kind of gives me like a not. It gives me icky
it's
vibes.
This guy up here upside down.
But yeah, because the mirror is convex
in my,
or concave. So
in my other half up there in my mirror.
it's flipped upside down. It's just like. You know, it gives me, like, and like horror films, upside down cross vibes is what seeing this flipped upside down gives me.
Or we're gonna move that mirror. You know, mirrors are a gateway.
They are a gateway. Yeah. I am a firm believer in mirrors. And if you listen to, you know, this is gonna be constant promotion for our whole episode. Go back to the ghost stories episode and check out the moment where I talked about the man in the mirror.
Yeah, mirrors are a gateway. Mirrors are a gateway.
I'm joking.
Okay. I think you're wrapping this stuff up.
I think this is about it. I got 53 minutes looking at me, and that sounds like so much fun tomorrow. Anyways, guys, I really hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Look forward to next week's very, 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 very
special episode. Do some research of your own.
Special episode.
Okay? Love and light yourself.
Yes, guys. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on all your podcasting apps. And you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Manifestation Destination Pod. Make sure you head on over to YouTube and subscribe, because as soon as those videos are up, if you hit that little bell notification and make sure you hit it to all, you will be notified as soon as that first episode is uploaded. Our video episodes are available on Spotify every Friday, along with the audio versions on all podcasting apps. And as soon as I get the YouTube channel going again, guys, the videos will be up on Saturdays. Make sure you... And don't forget to go like and subscribe.
I feel great.
He is so rude.
He is rude.
And don't forget to give us a phone call at 305-985-3378. All of these things should be flashing across the screen as I talk about them. If you go to our Instagram and our... if you head over to our Instagram, you can hit that link tree and all of our social medias.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. And if you check out the description of this video, our link tree and all our social medias are linked down below. And if you go to our Instagram, our link tree is also there with everything you need. We look forward to catching you guys next week.
Next week, guys. Have a very, very wonderful weekend coming up. I hope you guys do a lot of research. I am sending nothing but love and light to every single one of you guys. So love and light.
And positive vibes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Say bye to Bernie. Okay, bye. Pew, pew.
Manifestation.